gas infall and radial transport in cosmological simulations of Milky Way mass disks, by Cameron Trapp et al. Observations indicate that a continuous supply of gas is needed to maintain observed star formation rates in large, disky galaxies. To fuel star formation, gas must reach the inner regions of such galaxies. Despite its crucial importance for galaxy evolution, how and where gas joins galaxies is poorly constrained observationally and is rarely explored in fully cosmological simulations. To investigate gas accretion in the vicinity of galaxies, we analyze the FIRE-2 cosmological zoom-in simulations for four Milky Way mass galaxies, MALO-10E12 solar masses, focusing on simulations with cosmic ray physics. We find that at Z0, gas approaches the disk with angular momentum similar to the gaseous disk edge and low radial velocities, piling up near the edge and settling into full rotational support. Accreting gas moves predominantly parallel to the disk with small but non-zero vertical velocity components, and joins the disk largely in the outskirts as opposed to raining down onto the disk. Once in the disk, gas trajectories are complex, being dominated by spiral arm-induced oscillations and feedback. However, time and azimuthal averages show clear but slow net radial infall with transport speeds of 1 to 3 km per second and net mass fluxes through the disk on the order of 1 solar mass per year, comparable to the star formation rates of the galaxies and decreasing towards galactic center as gas is sunk into star formation. These rates are slightly higher in simulations without cosmic rays, 1 to 7 km per second, 4 to 5 solar masses per year. We find overall consistency of our results with observational constraints and discuss prospects of future observations of gas flows in and around galaxies. This was Gas Infall and Radial Transport in Cosmological Simulations of Milky Way Mass Disks, by Cameron Trapp et al.